The clearing of Redmill is poised between its tyrannical bird governor and invading cat forces from the Marquisate. Between these unfriendly poles, the vagabonds have encountered the phalanstrist Agaster, a lizard who tends to the poor and needy, and her acquaintance Happy Hostry, would-be revolutionary, fired up by recent tales of the enigmatic salamander. While Derwent and Soren head to meet Redmill's governor, Bennett has been invited to a Marquisate strategy meeting in the belief that she's a leading citizen of Redmill, and Silas is facing off against a Marquisate squad sent to arrest him on suspicion of being none other than the Salamander. And rather than keep people in suspense, I think we will start with Silas. So, there are half a dozen Marquisate soldiers. Two of them are cats, three of them are rabbits, and one is a fox, which is to say it's kind of two long-term soldiers and four more recent recruits. You are a big badger. You are head and shoulders above the tallest of them. They are obviously a little leery of you to start with. Right, says the leading cat, who is somewhat bolder than the others. He has a hand on his sword hilt. All right, son. How about you put that dirty great pig sticker away and you come and talk to the Major. He wants a word with you, Salamander.
You having a laugh? Do I look like a lizard to you? I'm a bloody great badger.
I am given to understand it is merely the nom de crime that you go by. It is well attested that the salamander is none other than a dirty great badger. We have it on very good authority.
Who have you been talking to? What sort of idiot would mistake a bloody great badger for a tiny salamander? I mean, if you said a crocodile or maybe a dinosaur, then I'd sort of be on board with this accusation. But right now, you're just talking madness. Anyway, I've got somewhere to go. Get out of my way.
Right. And he draws his sword, and the others, a little more reluctantly, do likewise.
I'm going to stop you right there. You better put that thing away, or I'll stick it where the sun don't shine. Do you know who you're messing with? I'm a veteran of four wars. I've spent the last 20 years battling people that twice the bravery and double the skill of what you've got.
Okay, are you trying to move here, I guess is the question.
I guess it, like, intimidate, if there's such a thing.
Persuade an NPC with threats. So this is a charm-based role. Well, I think you're actually... Everyone in the party is quite a decent charm.
Plus two to charm.
Plus two, solid. Okay, well, make me a charm roll, and let's see how threatening you're being.
So that's a 5 plus 2, so that's a 7.
A 7, okay, that is a partial success. So, they hesitate, they are not going away. If you want to genuinely overawe them, you are going to have to perform some kind of feat or put some sort of threats into action or do something more to push them over the edge.
Right, seeing that they're kind of intimidating but not backing down, Silas will take a step forward but kind of raising his paws and go, right, there's obviously been some sort of mistake here. Like, clearly I'm not a salamander. But there is some trouble afoot in the clearing. And maybe I can help. I've been through sorts of messes in my time. I've fought birds and lizards and the occasional otter, if you can believe it. And maybe I could be of some help.
The cat sergeant sort of takes stock of the decidedly faltering spirits of his men and the decidedly superior size and heft of you. Well, how about you come and explain that to the Major? Then, I mean, all right, keep your sword.
But well, that's not happening, is it? That's just crazy talk.
Well, you say you fight birds. I mean, a certain amount of bird fighting's about to go down, son.
Oh, really? Right, what's about to happen? My understanding is you guys were kind of camped outside of town with no real plan of attack, as it were.
oh, there's going to be an attack. Either the locals run the governor out of town or we are moving in.
Oh.
Which is why inflammatory criminal renegades are not wanted at this point.
Well, that's fair. I mean, inflammatory criminal renegades probably ain't welcome anywhere, are they? I mean, they're just a pain in the backside.
You say you ain't him. We have word. It is a big old badger. Now, there ain't many badgers in these parts.
Well, I mean, that's fair. There aren't too many of us. But, I mean, I'm clearly not a salamander. I mean, look at me. Do you really think I could move around surreptitiously?
Does seem unlikely now you mention it, he says, eyeing the enormous weight of armour you're wearing. Yeah, chief, says one of the rabbits. Maybe we got a wrong badger. Because I heard there was another badger going about saying he was some sort of mechanic or fix-it type. And he looked shifty to me.
Right, I'm gonna stop you right there. Because that badger, although he is shifty and he does have his moments, he's actually my brother. And I can assure you he is also not a salamander or any type of lizard of any description. Subtle he is not.
No, I bet. I'm not there, mind you. He just is in his imagination. Yeah.
But there was something puzzling that happened last night, and maybe you could help. I was drinking down at the old pub, and somehow a mysterious message did turn up inside my cup, and I think it was maybe left there by a... Well, maybe not a salamander, but certainly a mysterious type. Maybe that's something you could be looking into.
The Marquisate has better things to do than what some badger sees at the bottom of his beer mug. All right, we have plainly got the wrong badger. I think it is time we have words with this other fella. Come on, lads.
Honestly, I don't think you're after a badger, and he sort of like shouts after you. I don't think it's a badger that you're looking for.
But no. You are talking to their backs. That's a good partial success. Partial success, making trouble for another player.
So he's gonna start clanging off in the direction that he was going to make trouble for an entirely different player.
Excellent. So let us move on to that player. Bennett, you reach the mill. The door is opened to you by a matronly woodpecker. You see a number of woodpecker children running around, and you are ushered into a room where a rather well-dressed woodpecker, the patriarch of the woodpecker clan, is sitting along with Thomasina Morg.
Which one's that?
That's the adjutant, the major's adjutant.
Oh, yes, obviously.
And you are offered a rather plush, comfortable armchair. There was a fire going. This is like the little house attached to the mill, not in the mill, because open flames in mills are a really bad idea. Thomasina says, good. So, I assume you are acquainted, obviously, and the woodpecker gives you a look.
Greetings, Monsieur Woodpecker.
And then says slowly, yes, obviously, my fellow magnate of Redmill here and I are well acquainted.
Well, we have certainly met several times, you know. It is a very town where some people keep to themselves. And I have always admired the woodpeckers and their beautiful plumage, especially the red bits. They are very pretty.
Morg looks at you as if you have just admitted to some peculiar perversion.
I find many things very pretty. It is an appreciation of the art.
Ah, art, says Morg, in the tone that absolutely conveys the word pornography. What the leading citizens of Redmill choose to do in their spare time is no business of the Marquisates. That is, enforcement of those sort of things is very much more of an eerie proclivity.
I have noticed this over the years. That is an excellent point. I hope that you have made the local citizens aware of your greater morality.
Well, we're trying. The problem is, Around here, they have let birds stand on their head. No offence. Yaffle. No, none taken. They have let birds stand on their head for 100 years, 200 years. People start to think of themselves as perchers. We could march in and put up orange flags everywhere, but they get torn down the moment the Eerie sent an even halfway competent demagogue in. Unless we can ferociously garrison the town at great expense and to no one's real benefit, or get the denizens on side. And I'm afraid, after the recent attack on our camp, the Major is rather incensed. He's put me on a very short fuse to create a spontaneous gesture of support for the Marquisate. Or he is going to give the order to march in and install a permanent garrison, and then woe betide anyone who so much as steps out of line. And so I turn to you, the two of you, the civic leaders of Redmill, to think very carefully about how that spontaneous gesture might be arranged.
This is a very good point. The Procono and all that has happened, it is a must be terribly upsetting for him. Do we have any tea and cakes yet? I was promised these tea and cakes.
The woodpecker's, Mrs. Yaffle, the woodpecker's wife, has come in with a plate of the little cakes, the same ones, in fact, with the little windmill on.
You're beautiful. These are the cakes. I have had some before. They are magnificent. In my own otter homeland, they would be considered very not artistic, as you seem to have some prejudice against the word art, but they are very impressive and appreciated.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you. I bake them myself, don't you know, says the woodpecker.
Of course you do. Home baking. Magnificent. Now,
Morg nibbles at a cake. I do feel the Major might be induced to take a more peaceable stance if the people were somehow persuaded to arrange for the governor to fall into our paws. That might go some way to putting the claws back in, if you see what I mean.
I see.
It always looks good back home to have an eerie dignitary to cart off and, put on trial, that sort of thing. The Major's very fond of trials.
I, too, am fond of trials. I have a great respect for the legal system, and I am sure that given all your other excellent morality, that your legal system is unsurpassed.
We had... Oh, you'd have loved it. The last time this fellow turned up, he said, and he had a flute. He played the flute, and he danced, and then sort of ta-da with the hands and so forth. He'd rather misunderstood what we meant by a show trial.
Oh. Oh, very good, very good. What a magnificent anecdote.
Now, I have urgent business back at the camp, you know, logistics of large troop movements and sharpened swords and so forth. I'll leave the two of you to arrange the logistics.
Question, if I may. Am I to understand that, as you have engaged with some of our citizens, can be very difficult, très difficile. However, you have suggested that perhaps we do not have to persuade them so much if we can move the governor to a more secure location.
So long as the security involved in that location is ours, yes.
Yes, that is what I meant. I was trying to echo the clever tons of phrases that you do, but I do not have the practice.
Very artistic of you, yes.
Thank you.
Yes, I think it's rather everyone waving little orange flags or... you've got the flags, haven't you, Yaffle? Yes, I have a box of them. Good.
Yes.
So it's either that or... the governor in our custody.
I worry about your little flags after what happened to the last ones. It is very sad. Perhaps you could put a flame retardant on them. It might make them more effective.
Believe me, they're an expense I had to fight for as it is. You know, orange cloth is for uniforms, I'm told, not for little flags.
Ah.
To be waved by little mice in support of large armoured cats. But the Major is very hard to convince that little mice's support is necessary.
But how adorable they look when they wave the little flags. It is very sweet. It uplifts.
I always thought so.
It uplifts the whole local morale when they see, we cannot object to things when they make things so cute.
Well, if that's how you want to put it, I suggest you go and cuten them up.
I will absolutely encourage them to be as cute as possible.
And I will bid you farewell. And Morg swans out. And there is probably a slightly awkward pause before Yaffle turns to you and says, who the
devil are you?
I could ask you the very same thing. I have never seen you before in my life. What do you mean by claiming to be a leading citizen here? Good Lord, have you no self-respect?
I... My dear Otter, are you aware of this, the name of this clearing?
Are you aware of the name of my parents?
This is Red Mill Clearing. This is the Red Mill. I am Yaffle the Miller.
Yes.
My ancestors, my great-great-great-uncle was Count Ermin Rude himself, who governed Red Mill with a steady hand under the old dynasties. None of this petty bureaucracy and tyranny that we have now. Upstart counts and earls from minor families, no claim to the old mantle. No, those... And now some Otto has blown in on the wind, is claiming to be... leading citizen, whose farm did you buy from the governor?
How dare you accuse me of being a working otter? How dare you, sir? I am an otter of means. I have no time for the work. I do not have to grind the corn in a mill like a peasant. Good Lord, we all have uncles 5 generations back who are aristocrats, but it seems that you have lost your way, sir. You have lost your way and you have become one of the peasants. I am... very sorry for you. However, I am prepared to overlook this little contretemps that we have had, because I understand what it is to lose one's place in the world and to get it back. And I think that you seem the sort of woodpecker who very much wants to get your place in the world back.
So you can see there is 90% of his expression which says, I have lived in this clearing all my life. And never seen you before. And there's 10% thinking, have I somehow missed this otter for the past 40 years? Do you want to make some sort of move?
Yes. What sort of move is appropriate for this situation?
Well, I think you probably have some playbook-specific ones.
Excellent, excellent. Obvious. Are there ones for being highly convincing? And sorry, I've lost the thing. Also, I need to go get some quality dice to make sure I get a very impressive
look. I think theoretically Pleasant Facade might
very
be
good.
A good one.
Okay.
So roll 2 dice and add your charm.
My charm is like, is it 3? Because I couldn't get higher than 3.
It is, yes, you've maxed out your...
I rolled 2 dice somewhere. Okay. Come on. This is 2
dice. Actually, no, I've got it down as 2, actually.
No,
yeah,
what's the highest?
Yeah, our stats couldn't go above 2 at creation.
Oh, that's why.
Yes, that's right. That's what you needed, a special ability to take.
Yes, excellent. Yeah. Okay. Come on.
I don't want to boast, but my might is 3.
How did that happen? I am more charming than he is mighty. Okay, sorry. I'm really okay. Come on. Oh God, I got a 9.
Is that including your?
Oh no. 11.
Oh, right. Okay. So he kind of settles back into his chair.
Yes.
And there is a pause.
Oh, yes.
And then he very pointedly offers you another cake.
Oh, thank you. They are beautiful. You married very well.
Well, I mean, I make them myself.
What? You're the other one. Did you not see Mrs. Woodpecker coming with the cakes?
My darling wife has served the cakes, but they are a recipe that has been passed down through my lineage for generations.
My mistake then. Then you are a talented miller as well as a cake maker.
Yes, and your talents are...
Well, I consider myself many things that I have a knack for. However, the actual talent, comes from the painting. And I am confused, of course, about how occasionally people misunderstand how the painting works. But as you can see, I whip out my paints and easel, which I've been carrying around for goodness knows how long. It's on my list of stuff that I said I had. I paid money for it at the start of this game. As you can see, I am in the midst of this beautiful painting of the local area. I do these landscapes mostly. I could do portraits. Perhaps when you have your big house back, as I assume you possibly want, you could commission me for a very big picture to put over the main fireplace. It would be beautiful.
Yes. Yeah, well, that I am. Yes, when the fireplace and indeed the house is mine to dispose of, that sounds like a marvellous plan. But right now, don't you feel we have some preliminary steps that need to be attended to?
We do. Of course. I am very keen on meeting this governor fellow and perhaps encouraging him to surrender himself to the proper authorities.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Encouraging him very strongly to surrender himself to the proper authorities with perhaps some sort of pointy stick that is made of metal at his throat. However, or if you have any suggestions, you being the vastly superior intellect here for persuading the population, I will bring to bear all my utterly powers to assist.
Well, the governor will not see me.
Oh. Yeah,
from what you say, it sounds as though the long-standing enmity between his house and mine does not is not a problem that you are suffering from.
No. In fact, a friend or two of mine may have received an invitation to the governor's mansion.
There's a little rumour that our governor does not have the courage of his conviction. And that should he be told by someone he trusts that the Marquisate are about to, say, send in...
The clowns?
I suppose they had their band, but that appears to have stopped, which is obviously a great shame.
Oh, I think so. I do enjoy the music, generally speaking.
But if he had an idea that the Marquisate were about to send in the soldiers, he might spontaneously absent himself from his big house. And if those soldiers were, in fact, waiting for him, or if some of your associates were waiting for him to capture him and we could hand him over...
This is a superb plan. Very interesting. I think this is perhaps something that I will mention to my dear associates. I am sure they will all be very convinced it is a genius plan and could have no flaws whatsoever. They are very sensible people.
Knowing the Marquisate as I do, I feel that by morning tomorrow we will need to show some results. They will be here with soldiers, and you and I will not get any credit.
I do enjoy getting the credit.
And I am very determined to recover my inheritance.
Of course you are. It is what you deserve.
You can be assured that you will, of course, have... choose a high station. You could be the artist in chief. You can be...
I do enjoy places where my art is truly appreciated.
There we go.
Yes.
If you do have a way to persuade the governor to take to his cowardly little toes, I suggest you use it.
Farewell. Farewell, Monsieur Woodpecker. May we meet again.
Meanwhile...
Evening, Governor.
We will cut to the governor's drawing room. So the governor is a blue jay. You have been kind of marched in. He has many fine things in his big house. In fact, not the drawing room. You're taking tea on the balcony. He likes to be up high surveying his domain.
Well, Governor, this is my friend. He is a fellow badger. And...
I suppose as a bird, he doesn't have eyebrows, but if he had...
Soren is busy looking around for the badger.
Bit of an in-joke. I'm really enjoying these porn cakes of yours. But on a related matter...
I'm sorry, I heard porn cakes. Is that accurate?
You are.
Carry on, I'm so sorry.
Now, on the way in, I could not help but notice... your security here. Be worth the time of day. I was thinking, oh, we can get through that one now. No, we get down. Oh, and I'd get you in like a shot, I would. Just under a door, over a door, down windowsill. That's where I'd be. One master key has. You know, I fix things. I tinker a bit. One master key will get you through everything you got out there. I'm wondering, could I make a little bit of cash here updating your security system?
The governor's eyes sort of wander from you to Sorin and back.
Sorin just smiles at him.
And then slides sideways to a small mouse who has been waiting in attendance. Meepler?
Yes, Governor. Who are these people?
I was offered an invitation. Here it is. Look.
I mean, I'm going to believe that we have a security problem because there's this bizarre badger that's talking to me and I don't know who he is.
Invitation.
He does have an invitation, Governor. He takes the invitation. That
I don't think much of your hospitality, I gotta say.
Meepler, go and send for some wine. Not the good wine. Just some all right. middle of the cellar wine, Meepler. He looked at Sorin. Actually maybe some slightly less good wine than that. So you are a relative of our Smith?
Oh, a good friend of his. I mean, me and him. Oh, go back. Go back, back, girl, we're back. Oh, away we go, right? Time bent. Oh.
Good. What can I do for you? Because he's looking at you and he's noticing that you're both wearing kind of fairly threadbare, dusty, well-traveled clothes, you know, with holes in the soles of your boots and that kind of thing. And yet you're here and he is completely baffled.
Well, I think this is time for me to make a roll.
Okay.
I think this would be pleasant facade.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, lovely place you have here as well. I mean, this is why I worry about your security, so, because it's full of these lovely things. And, you know, lovely things need a lovely look. That is my... That has always been my watchword. So, and what a lovely dog you have as well.
So
it's confusing on an anthropomorphic basis, but
okay. Well, make me a roll for your pleasant facade.
Oh, 11 plus charm of 2. That
is a full-on complete success. Okay, so...
Oh, I thought you were a man of taste and discernment. That's why I said when I came here, I said, oh, look at you, yay.
So you do locks, do you?
I do. It's a speciality.
Do you do nice big locks?
Oh, do as big as you like.
Very big, showy... Don't mess with me. I am securing something very valuable, sort of locks.
Ooh, arr.
I have a job for you. Ooh. Would you, here's the wine. Let us take our wine, and then I will show you something rather special. And you have the wine, and it's all right. It is, you feel that the description he gave to the mouse has given exactly the sort of wine you would expect.
Pugnacious little wine.
I can't imagine Sorin has ever had good wine in his life.
Sorin, you do, you can't help but notice while Derwent is schmoozing the governor, there is a patrol of Marquisate soldiers down in the marketplace below. Two cats, three rabbits, and a fox, who are very obviously pointing at Derwent and nodding at each other as if to say, aha! Visible as you are, taking wine with the governor on the balcony. And then they march off in great agitation. No idea what that's about.
I'm sure everything will be perfectly fine.
After the wine, you're taken down through rooms full of stuff. I mean, some of it is probably valuable stuff, but there is a lot of stuff, and Bennett would probably decide that it was tacky, gaudy, and ostentatious. There is, for example, an enormous portrait of the governor standing on a battlefield with an enormous sword and an orb and a scepter in the crook of his arm, and just generally look a bit looking like someone who's about to drop all of these things. and also with the sort of physique you would normally associate with Silas, which he absolutely does not have in real life.
I mean, Sorin will stop and take a look at this picture. Say, oh, that is a rather marvellous...
It looks very flammable.
That is a rather marvellous picture. Were you personally responsible for winning this battle?
Metaphorically.
Metaphorically?
Metaphorically, it represents the triumph of tradition over the invading forces of cats.
So will you have another picture painted like this when you lose the clearing?
I do not be misled by the sheer numbers of troops camped out at the forest border. They are but a rabble of recruits and varlets, and a little eerie steel will send them back into the trees with their tails between their legs. You may be certain.
I'm sure, ultimately, yes. The Marquisate won't be able to hold the clearing, and everything will be fine in the long term. Of course, in the short term, you're all going to die, but, oh well.
I think you'll fight. My superior tactical genius. I mean, you've seen the picture. You the picture shows you that genius tactical.
Oh, God.
Let me show you my boxes.
Oh, really? All right.
Tell me, how good is the picture at fighting?
I will inspire the men. Uh-huh. Yes.
It'll inspire them while it's down here, hidden away from the men.
I'll let them come in and look at it before the fight.
Does it not occur to you, though, that perhaps you're taking the wrong approach with trying to discourage the Marquisate? I mean, they clearly have superior numbers, and they're going to come in here sooner or later and lose patience and just kill you all. But do you think that perhaps you should, I don't know, take a different approach?
I would really need to show you these boxes now. I have urgent paperwork that needs doing, but he leads you down to a cellar where there are indeed some large boxes. Portably large, but large.
While we're going down, I'll say very ostentatiously to Derwent, if they are all going to get themselves slaughtered like this, we'd better ask for payment up front.
Oh. So if your aim is to put the wind up the governor, he is thoroughly winded by now. it so happens that I have these stout boxes that need very, very large, visible locks on them to show that they are securing valuable things. that might be being moved out of the clearing at some point very soon.
We will set about that right away. I've got all the tools I need here in my big bag. And excuse my friend, he's a big badger, but he's out of shape. We can... It's all part of the act. The good badger, bad badger.
Goodger and badger.
Badger and bodger.
Mashed potatoes.
It's bodger and badger. I hate to be pedantic.
But if we're going to be putting ostentatious locks on some of these things to make them look more tempting, I mean, surely that means we need to create some more subtle boxes for the actual valuable things you want to take away from here. Is that right?
No. I don't know what you mean.
But clearly, obviously, but clearly you are just doing this to create a distraction while you flee the clearing to avoid the certain death that is coming your way in the next 24 hours.
Dare you, sir?
All this is a bit too subtle for me. I'm just a maker of machines. I'll go about these locks. I'll start working on these locks while you talk about the imminent demise of all we love.
I feel very sad. This is a podcast because you're missing Adrian's body language as he embraces the character.
Yes, you, and he points at Derwent. The locks here, and he just hoiks out a decent looking purse and just throws it to you. The smith will furnish you for anything you need. Tell him it's my express desire command. And it's you,
assistant.
Lizard. Assistant lizard. Lizard assistant.
Badger.
Lizard. I will have you know that the Eyrie does not run. There will be no transport of valuables, and my need for locks on these large conspicuous boxes is entirely coincidental and not at all
of course.
What you are suggesting.
Sorry, that was very silly of me. You're quite right. Which boxes aren't we to be putting the conspicuous locks on?
Well, obviously, these are all the boxes. There are no other boxes. I'm outraged by the suggestion that I, as governor, would own more boxes than this.
I'll give him a big theatrical wink.
I tell you what is my custom. This purse contains too much gold for a simple badger like me. I will toss you for it. I will take one of these gold coins here and... if it be head or tail, your call, you can take half your gold back. Otherwise, we'll keep the sum of gold as tis. What do you reckon?
He has a peculiar glazed look in his eyes that is probably not unfamiliar to people dealing with you as a group. Too much gold.
Oh, I don't want to be walking through the clearing at night with this much gold. But I'll take it, unless I lose half of it. Back to you.
It can be dangerous walking out there with valuables. I hear the salamander is afoot.
Oh! He clutches at his heart. That villain! That villain!
So, now let us play this game of skill. Hey, okay,
so you are... You're playing a game of skill.
Yeah. Because I can flick a coin to land in a particular way. It's a skill.
I'll let you make a finesse-based roguish tricks
roll.
Well,
it's a let's play roll.
Do you have... I thought that was... I thought Liz has that.
I've got a let's play skill here, yeah. That's a... I scored a 7. I'll lose the game He gets half his gold back. There you go. Okay. I have loosened his tongue. He's going to tell us something useful about where his valuables might be.
Okay, so normally you would mark depletion, but as he's just given you a large amount of money, you don't need to mark any depletion. You can just effectively get less extra stuff in the pouch. And whilst he does not verbally inform you, you can absolutely track where his little footsteps go out of the cellar and across the ceiling to a point where you hear a kind of big clunk as of a chest being opened and closed. So
noise.
Yes. He also has put Meepler at your disposal, who is his kind of majordomo. Meepler the mouse.
Is Meepler hanging around with us, or is he leaving us to work?
Meepler is within shout upstairs, doing some sort of complex double-entry bookkeeping.
Okay. In which case, as soon as they've cleared off, I'll say to Derwent, "Well, how do you think that went? I hope I wasn't too subtle there with trying to frighten him."
Oh, I don't understand any of that stuff. You did? You? What do you reckon he was frightened? I don't know. I didn't quite pick up on that.
I would be very surprised if he does not try to flee the clearing tonight.
Oh, well, that'd be a shame. I was just starting to enjoy his company. Oh, look, a lot of things around here looking a bit flammable, don't you think?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I suppose if he were very unlucky, he might get a visit from the salamander tonight.
It would be tragic, Soren thinks to themselves, if the salamander should become aware of that barrel of oil in the corner of the cellar, for example.
Oh yes, that'd be such a catastrophe.
So let us skip to Silas. Having shaken off the possibly in a slightly unfortunate direction, the Marcosate patrol, you arrive at the mill. Bennett, what was your move after speaking to Yaffle at the mill?
I exited the mill.
I assume you come face to face with Silas.
Oh, thank God you're here. I've just got some news. Apparently the Marcosate, they're going to attack. It's going to be imminent. They've had enough with the salamanders and all sorts of nonsense. They're going to come in and maybe kill everyone.
Yes, I've heard the same thing. However, we can prevent this tragedy from happening.
Oh, do tell.
Right, okay. There are several options here. Either we get the tiny little mice to wave little orange flags. There are a lot of mice, and I'm not sure how to persuade them. We do not have all that much cheese. I do not have any cheese at all, personally. And I do not know where to get... Secondly, we can...
It's plan B. Let's call that one plan B. Mice and flags, right. We'll put that on the shelf.
Secondly, I am given to understand that the governor of this place is very corrupt, very bad man.
Yes.
So, if the Marcosate happen to make friends with him in... basically, the Marcosate wants the governor. If they get the governor, then we get riches. We can get all these things from the governor's mansion and perhaps a little extra, for I have possibly persuaded Monsieur Woodpecker that I am important in this town, and indeed the Marcosate, so they will give perhaps me extra things that I can share out with the team.
So we can kidnap the governor and hand him over to the cats.
Yes, and it will prevent the massacre of the innocent civilians, and we get lots of stuff.
Can we go back to this mice waving flags plan for a moment?
What? No. This way, we get the money. It is just one man. One man in order to get the money.
And this man is pretty corrupt, isn't he? I mean, this place is run down and...
Yes.
All these people are suffering because of his corruption and
yes,
that.
And, well, I am not sure how much better the Marcosate will be, but certainly at first it will be better to get everyone on side. And then after that, maybe we overthrow them again for funsies and more money.
Right, well, I sort of see that, but I don't understand why we're involved. Why are we kidnapping the governor? Why aren't the Marquis kidnapping him themselves?
I have absolutely no idea. They have people, they do not want to give a bad impression to the townfolk. So they wish for us to say, yes, come in, Mr. Macwizard. And if we do that, then they will not kill lots of tiny mice.
Well, if I'm honest, doesn't sound like either of them a particularly good deal.
No, they are both terrible, terrible people. However, let us not get all the little mice killed.
I mean, that's probably fair. Maybe we should try and find the others and maybe see what they think. But
yes, excellent plan. I believe they attended an information that is not rival, invitation. This is the most difficult language for a poor, innocent daughter. In the governor's mansion. Perhaps we can visit there and pick up a few shinies. Should we walk past them in the vault?
Right, that sounds like you're not going to believe what these guards thought I was a salamander. You just wouldn't believe it.
That is very odd. We do know a salamander. Do you think perhaps that is what they are looking for?
I mean, that would be an awful coincidence, wouldn't it?
It is a smidgen worrying if they see the salamander and they think he is with us. Okay, we must be very careful and not be seen by the Macwizard guards again, especially if our salamander friend is with us. We must hide him from the Macwizard. Okay, other than that, this is a perfect plan. Nothing can go wrong. Let us to the governor's mansion, sir.
I love the fact that the success of your plan depends on the discretion of the salamander.
I know from long experience how strict he can be so long he is hiding behind the giant flames.
Right, okay. So when the door is answered, how are you explaining that a heavily armed badger and an otter with an easel need to get inside?
Perhaps you could intimidate them a little. They are very small compared to you.
Well, I can do that. Right, we're here to are we here to see the governor? We're here to see the governor. Can you, we've got an invitation. Well, at least my brother had an invitation, and I'm here to claim it as well. Right, out the way.
So you're doing this with kind of hulking and armour and,
yes,
and general menace. The small mouse who has answered the door shrieks at the top of her voice, "They're invading!"
Oh, God. Uh-oh.
And bolts inside, leaving the door open. There is an immediate panic from outside. You hear soldiers running around you. Shortly thereafter, a blue jay in fine clothes, clutching a chest to himself and surrounded by guards, swarms down the stairs looking absolutely terrified and stops when he sees that he's not, in fact, the entire Marquisate army at the door.
It is just a very giant badger. Hello, is this the governor? Hello?
I was just moving this chest to a room with better light.
It looks like a very heavy chest. Perhaps you would like to put it down. Hello, I am here to paint your portrait.
What?
I received a message that it was very urgent to paint the governor's portrait because he is so magnificent, so I came to paint your portrait. Is this the wrong governor? You are not the governor.
I am, of course, yes. Governor, portrait, yes. Meepler, obvious. Meepler, did you arrange for a portrait sitting? Meepler? Well, you had better come in, then.
Thank you. Can I speak very quietly to my friend so they do not hear?
See, yes, you can.
Now we answer.
I assume you're not asking him for permission.
No. I can distract the governor so you can do... Wait, what are we supposed to be doing here? I've forgotten the plan. I was distracted by the opportunity... I was distracted by the opportunity to paint.
It was something to do with mass waving orange flags, I think.
At what point did this scenario turn into duck soup?
Monsieur Governor, have you seen another badger in the vicinity? They might have come to visit you.
That will be us both badgers, two of them, in fact. Hello.
Hello, yes. Our friends.
There are Derwent and Sorin, and the Governor just said, oh, you're with them.
Yes, we are a merry band that includes... a tinkerer sort and an artiste.
All badgers.
I am not a badger. How dare you, sir?
She's having trouble asserting a racial identity.
Is this acceptable? Are we doing something? This sounds very dodgy to me.
I am. Now, what's he doing with this chest?
Right, so he is still clutching the chest to him. And indeed, you heard the kind of the thunder of footsteps from upstairs where you suspected the chest was. He is now taking the chest back.
Well,
or kind of, at least he is backing up the stairs one step at a time, making it look as if he is not trying to return the valuables to where they were.
How has your meeting gone with the governor, dear friends?
Oh, delightful. We gave up half the coinage and got a rich commission to make some highfalutin locks.
You did what?
Yeah.
What? Did he say this? Did you did what?
We did about business with all that stuff.
You
That's
gave up money.
Are you right?
Bennett backs away slowly until she hits the wall and uses it to support her.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just a tinkerer. I'm not up with all this. I play this game with me clients.
Have we not spoken about your gambling habit?
It kind of endears them to me, and vice versa, I find, over time.
It is very bad. It is an addiction. It will... Oh, good God, man. What have you done? Okay, so what are we doing? These are the shiny things.
Well, that's
things.
A good question, I find.
The Mr. Wolf told us about all the shinies. Are we not supposed to be getting the shinies?
What?
No. You see, what we're doing now is, well, Derwent is making locks, these big ostentatious locks for these boxes that don't really have anything in them. So people will think they're valuable so that the governor will run away with, I assume, a less ostentatious box with no real locks on it that will have all the valuables in it as soon as the Marquisate attacks. And I think he's about ready to run away now.
There we are, in a nutshell.
Yes.
Very well. Okay.
I have done an honest night's work, unlike everyone else.
Does anyone remember why the band got together in the first place? Money, people, riches.
I've got some.
Well, you see, I think the governor is going to be running away quite quickly, possibly within the next half hour or so. We'd probably better keep an eye, some idea of where he's going to run to. And if you don't mind me just sort of flashing back to just before the others turned up, where Sorin had lit something of a long fuse going into that barrel of oil.
Oh, dear. Okay. Sweet. But are we aware of this?
You will be in a moment.
No.
Is our fellow Tinkerer Badger aware of this?
I don't see how.
Oh, dear Lord. Okay, are you going to share this with us? Are we just going to all die in an explosion?
I think the governor will be motivated to run away in around five. Four.
Five, four.
Three.
Oh, good Lord. What have you done, man? What have you done?
Right. Okay.
Is that a good point to end the episode?
Oh, good Lord. Have we been going for that long? Yes. In that case, that would be the perfect point to end.
Oh, my God. We're all going to die. Why? Why, Death?
Well, again, thank you everyone for playing, and thank you everyone at home for listening to what may be the last episode. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
We're not exactly an elite unit.
Why is Adrian trying to murder me during this? It's so... No, with the my rib pains are very bad. Oh.
So we'll be back very soon with the next exciting episode. If you cannot wait till then, please do check out our Patreon at patreon.com/howwerollpodcast, where we release all our episodes there at least a week early. And you can get a whole lot of other cool stuff, which is only released on there. If you'd like to get in touch with the podcast, you can find us on Twitter at HWRpodcast, or you can find me, Joe the GM, or @JoeTheGM. We have a Discord, Facebook page, Reddit page, and you can contact us directly at harrowpodcast@gmail.com. Scott, or should I say the Salamander, how can people get...
What do you mean? I'm not wearing a mask. I can't possibly be the Salamander. But yes, if people want to talk to me, you can find me on the How We Roll Discord. You can find me on Twitter at S. Dorwood. Or if you want to hear some of the other podcasting stuff I do, check out The Good Friends of Jackson Elias, where Paul Ficker, Matt Sanderson, and I talk about Call of Cthulhu, weird fiction, horror films, and other cool stuff.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And Paul, again, thank you so much for playing. Where can people find more of your stuff?
Oh, you can find me at paulcornell.com or as the co-host of Hammer House of Podcast.
Amazing. And Liz, again, thank you so much for playing. Is there anything you'd like to plug, share, mention? How can people find more of your stuff?
Sure. I don't want to apologise, but I feel maybe... sorry. I'm on Twitter at LM Miles, and I can be heard purely in the Scottish accent on Hammer House of Podcast with Paul or on the Verity Podcast, where I talk about Doctor Who.
Amazing. And last but by no means least, thank you so much, Adrian, for putting up with this, that's all this episode. Is there anything you'd like to plug, share, or mention?
Yes, so I'm at adrianchaikovsky.com. I'm at AppShadow, and I have lots of books. I won't say particular books because I don't know when the podcast is coming out, and therefore it may be various books because I do tend to put out three or four a year.
Brilliant. And as I said before, we'll be back very soon with the next exciting episode, and do check out the Patreon if you cannot wait.